We're in Simon Tov Reish Pei Siv Beis. The Mechaber says, "Be'erev Shabbos Asur Lagbo Haneros Bedelas Atzma Chorei Hadelas V'Yesh Mi Shematir." So, on Erev Shabbos, when you're lighting the candles, you cannot attach the candles directly to the door behind the door. But there's an opinion which says that it is permissible. The reason to prohibit, says the Mechaber, is because basically when you open and close the door, you're making the oil get closer to the wick or move further away from the wick, and therefore involved in that is the malacha of putting out a fire and igniting a fire. And even if you're not machaving to it, still it's a psik resha, and therefore it will be prohibited. However, there are some who permit. But the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Ramah says ayin le'el siman reish ayin zayin sif aleph, where the Ramah is machmir and says that it is usur to do so. Therefore, the Sharatzian points out that when it comes to a wax candle or something like that, where there is no concern of making the oil get closer to the wick, it stays the way it is no matter what, therefore it should be mutter. What about the Isser of Muksa? So the Poskim discuss whether there is an Isser of Muksa by placing the candle onto the door. Have you nominated the door into a busis or not? So earlier, the Mechaber wrote that there is no Isser, the Mishnah Berurah wrote that there is no Isser involved in this because the door can't become a busis since the door is really meant for opening and closing for the house, so it is batal to the house, and it cannot be batal to the candle. It can't be considered a batal to the house since its real usage is batal to the house. And therefore, he says that it cannot make it into a busis, placing the candle on it. And the Shona Halacha says that this would be mutter also. Once the issue of busis comes up over here, so the Dirshu brings up the halachas related to what if you light the Neros Chanukah, whatever you're lighting the Neros Chanukah on. So Erev Shabbos, you light the Neros Chanukah on a table, you light the Neros Chanukah on a shtender, anything that you're putting next to the window in order to light, or next to the door in order to light, does that thing that the candles are on, does that become a busis now that you would not be able to move it on Shabbos? Rav Yashiv writes that if you put something else, which is a Devar Heter on it, which normally we would say makes it into a Basis Ladavar Asar and Ladavar HaMutter, and if the Davar HaMutter is more Chashiv, then you would be able to move it, and it would not be a Basis, says Rav Yashiv, that does not apply in this case. Since we are not Metatal Neros Chanukah, since you never move the Neros Chanukah from their place, therefore, during Bein HaShmashos, once you put the Neros Chanukah on there, you knew you were not planning on moving the Neros Chanukah, and therefore the thing becomes Asar Betiltal, and therefore Migo Disgatzai Lebein HaShmashos, it's and since you couldn't move the Neros Chanukah and the thing that the Neros Chanukah were on while the Neros Chanukah were burning, even once the Neros Chanukah go out, that thing remains usur to move. And that's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky says as well. Nesson Karelet says that it's mutter to move it, but Rav Yashav and Rav Chaim Kanievsky both say that you would not be allowed to move whatever it is that you had the candles lit on for Shabbos. You would not be allowed to move them on Shabbos, even if you placed the Davar HaMutter on it before Shabbos. You can't use Neros Chanukah for Havdalah, because you're not allowed to benefit from the Neros Chanukah candles. And you can't make a bracha on the Havdalah candle until you benefit from it. So since it's usher to benefit from Neros Chanukah, you obviously can't use them for Havdalah itself. However, you could make the bracha first on a candle to use for Havdalah, then blow it out, and then light it again for Ner Chanukah. The Mishnah Berurah says that will be mutter, and that might even be best, because we have a rule that once something was used for one mitzvah, it's best to use it for another mitzvah. However, that would only work if you paskin that you do Havdalah first. But as we'll see, that's not so clear. That's what is now we see. In Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Madlikin Ner Chanukah Beis HaKnesses Kodem Havdalah. In Shul, Ner Chanukah comes before Havdalah. And the Ramah writes, Chodesh Kem Bebeiso, Shemadlik Varchakach Ma'avdiel, Shreik Varhivdol Beis HaKnesses. For sure, you should do Neros Chanukah at home first before Havdalah, because you already had Havdalah in Shul. It's a little bit odd, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, because you didn't have in mind to be Yotzei with Havdalah in Shul, otherwise you wouldn't be making Havdalah at home. But regardless of that, so we have the Mechaber and the Ramah, who both seem to paskin that Chanukah candles come first, both in Shul and at home. Because even though Havdalah is Tadir, and Tadir v'sheinu Tadir Kodem, that the more common mitzvah should come first, still, the Mishnah Berurah explains, based on the Poskim, that anytime we're able to push off ending Shabbos as much as possible, that's what we do. And also, in Hadlaka there is Persume Nisa, so that makes it more important also. So that's why Chanukah candles come first, either to push off making Havdalah, because we want to extend Shabbos, even if you've said atachon and tanu and marav, so therefore you'd be allowed to do malacha. Still, as long as you haven't made havdalah, some aspects of Shabbos still remain. So we want to push off havdalah as much as possible, and the pesukim nisa makes it more important as well. The Mishnah Berurah writes that if you forgot atachon and tanu, you should say hamavdu bin kodesh l'chol before lighting candles, so that Shabbos actually ends for you, and then you say v'yitim l'cha after lighting neros Chanukah. The Taz disagrees, and the Taz says that at home havdalah should come first because of tadr v'sheinu tadr tadr kodem. So therefore we have opinions on both sides, and the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah is in shul you should do what Minhag Yisrael is, which is to do Neiros Chanukah first, but at home the Avid Kamar Ravid or the Avid Kamar Ravid, which means you can choose to follow whichever opinion you want, is a valid opinion to follow. And so there are opinions on both sides. So again, one should follow their family custom and do whichever one their family does, Neiros Chanukah first or Havdalah first. In terms of people who are Makbin or Rabbeinu Tam, so Rav Vazner writes that those who are Makbin or Rabbeinu Tam, even Motzei Shabbos Chanukah, should still be Makbin or Rabbeinu Tam and light whenever Shabbos ends for them. They don't need to end Shabbos any earlier than they normally do. Siman Tov Reish Pei Beis Ala Nisim. Sif Alef. Kol Shmonis Mei Chanukah Omer Ala Nisim Berkas Hamazon Berkas Arts Vitfila Berkas Modim. All 8 days of Chanukah, one says Ala Nisim in benching in right before Vial Hakol, and one recites Ala Nisim in Tzvila and Shmona Esrei after Modim. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is because the whole purpose of Chanukah is Hoda'ah, so we put it in the bracha of Hoda'ah. In Me'ein Shalosh and Alamichya on Chanukah and Purim, one does not recite, add in anything special about Chanukah.